Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Interstate 81 runs from Bristol to Winchester, passing through the length of the Shenandoah Valley along the way. It's 300-plus miles of four-lane highway carrying quite a bit more traffic than what was envisioned when it was built 50 years ago. Pretty much everyone agrees it needs an upgrade, something Virginia says it can't afford. And so, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, an idea that's been rejected more than once is back.
Right. This is a story by Nolan Stout. He's a reporter with the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg. And this is an issue that's been going on for decades, the question of safety and traffic flow on Interstate 81. I guess this has really flared up recently with politicians in the northern part of the valley, partly because there's been so many accidents this year. The newspaper reports last year there were 700 crashes in a three-county stretch between Augusta, Rockingham, and Shenandoah counties, and left 11 people dead.
And David, it's gotten bad enough that there is again talk of making 81 a toll road.
Politicians in Rockingham County have talked about what to do. The situation is seen as so dire that some elected supervisors are openly saying perhaps they should go down that route.
Now, that kind of talk has always been seen as politically dangerous, but to add two lanes to 81 could cost $15 million per mile per lane, not including adjusting exits and bridges, and there seems to be a growing conviction that tolling is the only way.
The story quotes Rockingham County Supervisor Bill Kiger as saying, you know, without tolls, quote, I can guarantee you that damn road is never going to get fixed, end quote.
The General Assembly would have to approve tolls on 81, and even in the past week, some members have expressed reluctance to do that. David, Supervisor Pablo Cuevas considered all this, and he also got a quote into the story when he said,
quote, you and I are not going to see this additional lane. We're going to be dead by that time.
David, our next story is from Loudoun County, where a sheriff's deputy was fired, he thought, illegally.
This is the story of Mark McCaffrey. He was a detective in the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department. In 2015, there was a Republican primary in which his boss was challenged, and McCaffrey supported the challenger. And a few months later, he was let go. And the sheriff said straight up, it wasn't about his job performance. It was the fact that basically he got on the wrong side of the politics and he couldn't trust him anymore, and he had to go.
So can the sheriff do that?
The case went before a U.S. District Judge, Andrew Tregna, who ruled that, in fact, the sheriff did act within his authority to fire McCaffrey for political reasons. The judge cited a 1997 ruling in the Fourth Federal Judicial Circuit saying that sheriffs had that right to terminate for political affiliation reasons. He also ruled that in this case, McCaffrey was deemed to be a, quote, policymaker.
But McCaffrey's lawyer said those factors should not apply in a large force like the Loudoun Sheriff's Department.
And he said, you know, basically, this is not Mayberry. This isn't Andy and Barney. This is a giant department with more than 600 sworn deputies, and they plan an appeal.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.